sold on my line. I've got nothing left to say. I've got nothing left. I'm a black man in a white world. 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 I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not sad. I've been low, I've been high. I've been sold all my life. I've got nothing left to say. I've got nothing left.
I got nothing left to say. I got nothing left to say. Where's my music? hear what you say. Get me down in it, Sesame. Now, what you say? Give me down those sons of God. What you say? Not you, jerk. Not also you. Come on, man. Come on, jerk. I was so sure you wouldn't be one of them, man. Come on, jerk. Not you. Not you, man. Not you. Come on, man. Come on, man, jerk. Come on, man, jerk. Come on. How to be one of them, Jared.
Thank you. chevela, povo do Kumasile. O Dama Kodon Wisu Sele chevela, povo do Kumasile. Ei, não ato a chevela, povo do Kumasile. Mama Jugu, não ato a chevela, povo do Kumasile. Toma foto, we know what I have. I've been in the last year, the Maga Moya, for the Diga Moya, I have been in the water. Come on, what do I want to do? Bagama, you know what I have. Come on, what do I want to do?
Je vous demande beaucoup d'amour pour Hendrix Fart, s'il vous plaît.
Well, Henrik, thank you so much for tonight.
Thank you.
It was really an amazing live, and people, I think, really enjoyed it, right?
It was really nice. Yes, yes. Beautiful. Yeah.
How did you? What was your first reaction when we sent you this booking request?
Well, I mean, I've seen all those beautiful places before, and then I thought, okay, so I might be part of this, I think you seem to be putting so much love into what you do, and so this is something that I feel attracted to. So I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we do, and we are really glad that you came here in Chartres. I saw that you are playing in a few days on Friday, I think, a very special gig with the Alma Quartet. Can you talk to me about this gig?
That's true. Yes, it's a new collaboration. It's we have recorded a new album. It's called CCMYK, coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's a string quartet and myself. So laptop and string quartet, and we are trying to find a balance between electronic music and string quartet music. And we played last week in Berlin, also in a church, and we're going to play next Friday in Amsterdam, if you have time.
Yeah.
Amsterdam Concertgebouw. Yes, and we're very looking forward to this, because I have the feeling it's some kind of a very special thing. We found a balance, which is difficult, between classical music and electronic music. But this time, I think it works.
Yeah, I assume it's really difficult, but I heard the track you released, I think, 10 days ago.
Yes.
Just one track.
Yes,
it's amazing. So I'm really looking forward to hear the whole album. And is it called CCMYK?
Yes,
because of your graphist background, or because it's like the primary colors. No?
Yeah, because the basic printing colors that all the printers use are CMYK, like cyan, magenta, yes, yellow, and black. And I thought when we did this project, because they are four. CMYK are four colors, and yes, now I come into the game.
Why,
I'm black or schwarz.
Okay.
So we're kind of doing a shift in the color range. So there will be more low and more highs to the range of it. And I think this shift of colors kind of reflects pretty well what also happens to the sound of the string quartet. So there's a new color involved.
Nice.
That's cool.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Do you have use your graphist skills or the thing you learned when you were young? Does it influence you now or not?
Well, there was a long time when all this music stuff began. Or I mean, I was always doing it as a hobby while I was doing the graphic design. But it always bounced back and forth while I was working as a graphic designer. Graphic design was an inspiration for music, and vice versa. And now I'm only doing music since quite a while, but I'm just going back into doing some more graphics again. So that's
nice.
So I was doing the graphics for the records. And we've just printed this four color vinyl, which is also some kind of a graphic project in a way, even if it's music. So I'm kind of more interested again into it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm also checking all the online questions, because we are live, and the goal is also for you guys to hear, like to ask all the questions you want for Henrik. I won't be able to ask all the questions, but I will choose the most interesting one. A simple question from Cedric. Can you explain a little bit your setup you are using tonight?
I try to keep it as simple as possible when it comes to controllers, because I think it's very important to be fast. And so all the controllers are mapped in a way so that one knob might do a few things at the same time. And so with the turn of only one knob, I can do a lot. And I think that is something that is very important for me. So I have a lot of expression, musical expression, with tiny little things on stage, and not like tons and tons and tons of gear where the brain has to always think, okay, so where's this sound coming from? So, and then you need to find the knob, where is it?
Oh, okay,
I try to respond really quick. So what I have is a drum machine, which I made from a F1 Native Instruments controller. I wrote a small script that turns it into a drum machine. That's a very important thing. And then I have a keyboard and to play a few synths if I want. And another controller that has access to the main effects that I find important. Yeah.
Okay. The other question I have, okay, it's not related to music, but where did you find your pants?
Yeah,
I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from Ibiza, but I think they're sold out.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Emok. question from Efrat. If you weren't a DJ, yeah, you're not only a DJ, no, you're not at all a DJ, but...
I used to be a DJ.
Yeah, you so, used to be. Yeah. So I will just transform a little bit the question. If you weren't an artist, what would you be?
Oh, that's difficult, because I think there's so much that I actually could have been. I'm pretty interested in many, many things, and I also think that it doesn't really matter what you do. It's just about like how much love do you put into it, and then you can be an artist if you are baking bread or if you're an architect. It doesn't matter what you do. It's and I think I could have been like many things. I don't know. Yeah.
But I'm happy that you are a musician.
Yeah, me too. It's actually the thing that I should do. That's what I realized very late actually that I'm doing the right thing. So yeah, a very old friend that I met after 25 years, and I haven't seen, and I was told that this was actually the thing that I always wanted to, and I had forgotten, and now I'm doing it, so that's cool.
Yeah, and we can see that you really love what you do. And,
I still do, yeah.
And we really love what you do.
Thanks a lot.
Also, and so thank you so much for tonight. It was amazing. We have a little tradition at Circle. It's the mystery box. It's a little gift we want to offer you tonight. So here is the mystery box. So you have a lot of gifts tonight.
Oh, nice.
So you have a local beer from Chartres. You have a local artist that made this painting for you.
Okay.
And you have also local chocolates. So,
very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank and the city of Chartres is offering this to you. So thanks also to them because they accepted to do this show here. I think it's the first electronic music concert that has happened here. So I'm really happy that they trusted us.
So Shaft, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you to our partners. They will come up on the screen. Thank you to all of you, all of the nice comments and everything. Thank you and see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you, bye.